Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Catholic retailers, business owners, and ministry leaders. Don't miss the Catholic Marketing Network Momentum 2019 event. Attend seminars that teach how to apply best business practices to any kind of business or ministry. Experience one-of-a-kind networking opportunities and browse the trade show exhibit hall full of Catholic resources and gifts from all over the world. Visit CatholicMarketing.com trade show page to find out how you can be a part of this event that helps Catholics build personal and professional momentum. Celebrate our God-given freedom and faith while honoring our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Know the Faith, Defend the Faith, and thank you for joining me on this week's episode. Hope everyone has had a great week, a great weekend. I wanted to talk to you all today about something very important, and that's our children, specifically teaching our children about the faith. There's really no sacred duty as a parent than teaching the ones we love about what we believe. I mean, really, that's what it's all about. I have four kids, and it's my job as their dad to teach them about Jesus, teach them about the church. See, I've been called many things in my life. I was in the army, I was called a good soldier. In my workplace, I'm called a great worker, a great employee, someone people look up to. I've been called a good husband. These are all great things, fantastic things. They're great, they're admirable, and I'm honored that people think of me that way. But they fail in comparison to my title as dad. The Lord has blessed me with my great wife, my four awesome children. But with raising a family, there's a ton of responsibility. So you're probably like, yeah, you know, this is obvious. Thank you, Captain Obvious. After all, as parents, we have to feed, clothe, and provide shelter for our families. Great responsibilities, not to be taken lightly at all. Shouldn't be minimized whatsoever. But another enormous responsibility, like I said, is catechizing our children, teaching our kids about the faith. But let's be honest. Let's be honest about something right off the bat. The church is losing young people in droves. See, I was recently listening to an episode of Word on Fire by Bishop Robert Barron, and he said that for every one person who enters the church, there's six who leave. Think about that. Just an amazing stat. So why would someone leave the truth? Okay, the answer is actually quite simple. They leave because they don't know that what they have been hearing is the truth. A majority of those who leave the church do so because they've not been taught what the church believes and the questions have not been answered. Now, there's always exceptions, but it comes down to catechesis. And in my time as a catechist, I've heard this a couple times. Thankfully, in my parish, it's not really the case, but I've heard it a couple times. Someone telling me, teaching about the faith is your job. Otherwise, pretty much saying it's the church's job to teach my kids about the faith. Well, it's false. The catechism says that the primary educators of the faith are the parents. And this is echoed in Scripture as well. In the book of Proverbs, lead a child in the way they should go, and in the end, they will not stray from it. And so what I want to do in this week's episode here is just give you three ways to help catechize our children. So first and foremost, teach your children about the Mass. Now the first step in catechizing is to take them to Mass. Please take them. And I mean no offense when I say this, but in my first year teaching religious education, I had 17 students. And only six of them went to Mass on a weekly basis. See, the Catechism calls the parents the primary teachers of the faith. And like I said a moment ago, it's reiterated in Scripture several times. Children, look to us parents as an example. And if church is not important to us, odds are it's not going to be important to them. When you're at Mass, tell your children what is going on. Tell them how much Scripture is in the Mass, why the priest says what he does during the consecration, and how the Mass is a foretaste of the wedding supper of the Lamb. It's a foretaste of what's happening in heaven. There's no filler in Mass, and everything is important. The more children know, then the more they're going to become engaged. Second thing, pray with your children. And I'll be honest, I haven't always been good at this step. I have this standard objection, it's too late, or I'm too busy. One evening, I said goodnight to my son, and he asked, I would really like if you would pray with me before bed. I learned something important that night, extremely important. Your children want you to pray with them. They want you to pray with them. And in doing so, you become an example of what prayer is to them. If it's a priority to you, and is it a priority to you? Or is it something that's just, we kind of do in a passive way? If it's a priority for you, then chances are it's going to be a priority for them. In establishing a strong prayer life, it helps them understand in a better way how much Christ loves us. Now, we're not able to build strong relationships without dialogue. It's the same way with prayer. There is no communion without dialogue. Prayer helps us establish a stronger bond with God, and that's something that we desperately need to teach our children. We can talk about it until we're blue in the face, but there's no substitute for showing them how to do it. The more we show it, we'll talk about its importance more. Our relationship with God will grow, as will our relationship with our children. And number three, read Scripture to your children. Reading Scripture with our children may seem like a given, like one of those Captain Obvious moments again. But are we doing it enough? When I say read Scripture, I mean picking up the Bible and reading it. This isn't to say that children's Bibles and picture Bibles can't play important roles, but they should be a complementary resource. This will help children develop a deep love and appreciation for Scripture. And this in turn will lead to more questions about the faith that we can answer. Now this will show the biblical basis for our Catholic faith and will help them withstand those anti-Catholic objections that will certainly come in the future. Now when we're answering these questions, it's also important to be honest. If our children ask a question that we don't know the answer to, then say so. It's okay to say that you don't know and to do some research. That's all good. Research it. Ask Father. Do some digging. And come back with the answer. Come back with that answer. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Know the Faith, Defend the Faith. God bless you, and thank you for joining me each and every day. Please visit my website at TucsonApologetics.com for more resources to help you strengthen your faith. God bless you. Have a fantastic week.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used, CatholicSingles.com. And the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.